It's Bull's Eye on the Afternoon with Andy Bullbarch and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.
We're enjoying St. Patrick's Day here in the studios of AM 930 WEOL. We hope that you're enjoying it out there as well. Bullseye on the Afternoon with you here for another couple of hours. We've covered lots of ground already, talking about the excuses you may have used to get out of work today. Also talking about that Chicken Tender Tournament, March Madness, lots of things to get to. And we've got Joe Matusek with us right now of the LCADA Way. Boy, we're going to get into that in just a second, but you and I had a conversation before we jumped on the air here. You are a very well-traveled individual, my friend. Holy cow, you have been all over the place. Let's talk about why you're here today. For those who aren't familiar with what the LCADA is, could you please elaborate on
that? Yeah, it's the Licata Way. We are addiction recovery and treatment center in Lorain and Medina counties. We have seven facilities in both counties. And we have a residential female facility here right up the road in Lorain. And we have adolescent men and women programs, as well as problem gambling, drug-free workforce, and the like. And then, as you mentioned, we have a forum coming up on Tuesday night at the college.
And let's talk about that event at LCCC. Again, that's this Tuesday.
Yes.
It's going to be March 21st, 6:30 to 8:30 at LCCC. And this really is kind of an open forum. You've got a few different speakers coming to this as well. But it's an open forum on grief and how to manage it after a substance abuse death.
Correct. We reached out to hospice, being a partner here in Lorain County. And we saw a need for all the opiate deaths on how the family, how siblings, how teachers might handle the death of a student. And we started thinking about it, and we thought there was a need in the community, and we wanted to have a forum. So we partnered with Hospice, who deals with grief counseling on an everyday basis, and partnered with them, and are going to have an open forum again at the college. It's this coming Tuesday, March 21st, from 6:30 to 8 at the Spitzer Conference Center in room 114.
And you've got a few different speakers at this thing, too. And when you take a look at these speakers, you've got some folks with different backgrounds and folks who can help out in so many different ways. Let's talk about these four speakers and what they bring to the table.
Well, the president of the agency, Tom Stuber, will be speaking on the Licata Way's behalf. Diane Snyder-Cowan, who is the director of hospice, will be speaking on their behalf. We've also reached out to Rob Brandt. Rob Brandt is the founder of Robbie's Voice, which some of your listeners may have heard of. He and his wife lost their son several years ago to a heroin overdose. And they started an organization called Robbie's Voice. And they go around to schools and teach students, about an addiction process and, what it looks like, the signs of heroin, and teach parents as well, some of these traits and the like. And we also have a faith-based segment, and we have Pastor Mike Goss coming in from Church One in Wellington, and he's going to give his perspectives on the faith-based side of how you deal with the loss of a loved one.
So you guys will definitely cover a lot of ground to this. And again, it's an hour and a half session from 6:30 to 8 o'clock. It's this coming Tuesday, March 21st at LCCC, the Spitzer Conference Center. And for those who are out there wondering, you touched on some of those subjects already, but if they're thinking about coming to this, talk about what kinds of things they can benefit from by going to this.
Well, losing a loved one to an overdose is obviously something very sudden. You might see some signs or know that that person has a drug issue. And what really brought it to the forefront is parents coming home and finding their son or daughter in their bedroom passed away. And this epidemic is touching all forms of our community. I mean, from the high school quarterback, the cheerleader, it holds no bounds. And a lot of people didn't know how to react to, you know, such a sudden loss. And, you know, I have some friends who are in the funeral business, and they are just amazed on how many people, young people, come through there. But it's not only for the young people, it's also older people who might be overdosing on opiates. And it, again, it's not just opiates, it could be alcohol, but any addiction problem we're going to hopefully touch on. And this is, again, an open forum. It's questions and answers. It's grief counseling. We want to understand what the community is looking for and how we can help.
Well, boy, and especially in this area, too. I know we've had Lisa Roberson on with the Elyria Chronicle Telegram before, and they had mentioned, you know, a lot of times when you listen to the scanner to try and find out where news might be breaking, a lot of the things, unfortunately, that they hear is overdose, overdose, overdose. That stuff happens a lot around here, and I know this could certainly help as a very, very effective tool for those who would like to attend this, and not only to find out, you know, how you can deal with that grieving process, but I guess moving forward, just how to prevent this from happening in the future and how to deal with it.
Absolutely. And there's, you know, one of the things that, you know, we're going to have different materials at the event on signs of heroin, signs of other drugs, what you might see in your child that may be acting different than they normally do. And so we have some of these tools that we would like to hand out because we would love to educate and in the prevention process.
Well, and I would imagine, you know, going through the grieving process, a lot of times you don't really sit back and think about the options that you have. And I'm sure part of that will be this part of this process as well. Again, it's March 21st, this coming Tuesday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock at the Lorain County Community College, Spitzer Conference Center, room 114. But that's not the only event you guys have coming up. You guys have a lot of things going on next week and in the not-too-distant future.
Yeah, I was just talking to our president, Tom, on the way over here, and we were looking at our calendars and going, oh, my God, next week is going to be very busy. We are... Monday, we are at the Ford Assembly Plant with the discussion on opiates and the heroin epidemic, followed by Tuesday for the Grief Counseling Forum. And then we're back at the UAW plant on Tuesday night, or the UAW Hall on Tuesday night again, talking about the heroin epidemic. And then Thursday, we're at the South Amherst Middle School, talking about raising a child in the 21st century. So again, it's education and prevention and the like in the community.
Joe Matusek of the Lakota Way joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Those are the events you have going on next week. But I also know on April 1st, you have another event coming up on April 1st, which isn't all that far away. You guys are going to have a key awards brunch. And, of course, coming up this summer, you guys have your golf outing as well.
Yes. On Saturday, April 1st, we are having a brunch at we're having a brunch at DeLuca's honoring, and it's a fundraiser for our women's facility, which is called The Key. And we're going to be honoring two different individuals, one an organization and another individual, with the Branches of Hope Award going out to Zoop, which is a family restaurant in Avon. And they have donated an in-kind donation. They come and cater to our women's facility and feed the entire staff as well as all of our patients the first Wednesday of every month. And then we're also giving another award out to Maud De Laporte. She has been an advocate of The Key for many, many years and much deserving of some recognition. And again, that takes place. It's a brunch from 10 to 1 o'clock at DeLuca's Party Center on Saturday, April 1st. If anybody has any questions, please call the Lakota Way and just ask for me, and I can direct you where you may need to go or how you may be involved with these things.
Joe Matusek of the Lakota Way joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And, well, because this is radio, you guys can't see it. You described that jacket, that green jacket, as velour. Is that what you said?
Green velour, yes.
Green velour. And he's doubled up on green. He's got like a forest green fleece on today, so he is extra decked out. And, well, yesterday we were talking about Sober 17, and you mentioned you're going to that event later on today too, correct?
We are a sponsor of that this evening at 5 o'clock. I'm going. It's at Ahern's Party Center, Sober 17th. And it's a huge gathering, a celebration. But there will no alcohol will be served. There will be food and drink, and it's open to the public, and it starts, I believe, at 5 o'clock.
Lots of events going on with the Licata Way coming up here over the next couple of weeks. But again, the big one coming up here Tuesday, March 21st, 6:30 to 8:30 at the Spitzer Conference Center, Room 114 at LCCC. Make sure you check it out. Joe, before we cut you loose, how can folks get a hold of you if they want to get in touch?
I was just going to say, if anybody has any questions regarding any of the things that we talked about today, my phone number or the agency's phone number is 440-989-4900, and then just ask for Joe Matusik, and I will help you either in getting tickets, directing you to any of these up-and-coming events. And our golf outing is July 14th, Hilliard Lakes.
All right. Hey, everybody loves a good golf outing. Joe, we appreciate the time. As always, loved having you in here and learning more about you and the Licata Way. We'll definitely have to do it again soon.
Thank you so very much.
All righty. Bullseye on the Afternoon continues after this on AM 930 WEOL.